Welcome to another BlindBargains.com exclusive audio podcast brought to you by the AT Guys, your assistive technology experts. Visit ATGuys.com today for all your technology needs. Now, here's J.J. Meadow.
We're here at CSUN with Terry Turlaw, Product Development Project Leader for Adult Life for American Pretty Girls for the Blind. Did I get the title right?
You sure
Close
did.
Enough?
Yes.
All right. Great. And we are looking at a new product from APH, kind of an extension of what Sendero released last year with virtual maps for the PC. And now it's a new talking PC maps product from APH. Welcome to Blind Bargains.
Thank you. Right now, one of the unique features of APH Talking PC Maps is that it will work on computers that do not have screen readers as well as on those that do. So that we're using a laptop here that is not running a screen reader.
Okay.
And we are using simply the Windows SAPI speech voice that came with the Windows on this computer.
So that'll work better for probably newer Windows, which has a little better voices, I guess.
Absolutely. And, yep. Windows 7 has a much better voice than, say, XP.
Okay. Sure. So let's go into the program here and let's hear a little bit of how it's working.
Okay. Now, the first thing we do to the Maps program is tell it where we want to be. So we will set an address, and I'm going to do that by pressing the Alt-S key.
Address. Lookup.
Address. Lookup.
Combo box.
Maps,
Kentucky.
Combo box, Black. Kentucky, it just said. That means I'm in a list of all the maps that we have loaded.
Okay.
This software comes with maps for the United States and Canada and an automated install feature. All of the maps and the program are on a flash drive, and if you want to add new maps, you just plug in your flash drive and go to the install maps feature and add new maps.
Okay.
But for now, we have Kentucky, and let me show you what other maps we have installed, just to give you the idea.
Nevada. Kentucky, Illinois, Florida, Illinois, Illinois.
So we've got
Illinois, Florida, California.
There we go. We got California. So
we do have California.
We can go to Manchester.
We can. What we're going to do is go to Kentucky.
Okay.
Florida, Illinois, Kentucky.
And
Kentucky.
I'm on Kentucky, so now I'm going to tab.
City.
This, it wants a city. I'm going to give it Louisville.
Capel. Louisville.
I'm tabbing.
Number.
It wants the street number. I'm going to give it 1839.
Street.
Now, for those of you who know APH, I bet you can't guess what's next. Frankfurt.
Right. Yes. Are 8 then? Kate?
Now, do you have to type the entire street name? Or?
You actually don't. You definitely do not want to type avenue or street because the database may have those abbreviated.
Okay.
You can type the first 5 or 6 letters if it's not a common name, and it'll pick it up.
Action. Current position.
Okay.
Push button.
It found it, and I pressed enter, and it took me to a screen, an action screen. I can set it as my current position.
Create vehicle.
I could create a vehicle route that ended there if I have a current position already set. But let's shift tab back to the
current position.
Current position.
Push button.
I'm going to set APH as our current position by pressing enter.
Event. Edit. Read only.
Now, because I'm not using a screen reader, I will need to use the arrow keys to read the read-only description of our current position. And I'll do that.
At 1839 Frankfurt, Bavay, facing south.
Facing south.
At 1839 Frankfurt, Bavay, facing south.
It's at
222 Ave. Feet left to Stahl Avenue, 90 feet right to North State Street.
Ah, and then now these are very familiar to anyone who's used a Sendero product as far as being able to arrow around and move around the map.
The difference is that this puts you facing the street named in the address. So you're facing Frankfurt Avenue as if you've just walked out of APH.
Oh, okay.
And instead of being zoomed to the nearest intersection.
So it sees what side of the street?
It will. Now, that can be set. Right now, we're not seeing which side. But it knows which side you're on as it places you there.
Okay.
Now, I'm gonna do a quick demo of explore mode here without side of street tracking turned on, and then I'll turn it on.
Okay.
I'm going to turn left with the I key. This uses J, K, L, and I as if they were arrow keys. So if you don't think of them as the letters and just think of them as arrows, your left finger turns you left and your right finger turns you right and your middle finger reaching up to the eye.
Is that instead of the arrows or can you do either?
You can't do the arrows because sometimes screen readers preempt them.
Okay.
So rather than having to try to reprogram screen readers, we just went with this.
Okay.
J. Southeast on Frankfort Avenue, ahead and behind.
I made a non-moving turn, so I turned left, and I'm now heading southeast on Frankfort. I'm going to go forward.
I, 221 feet east, Stahl Avenue, right.
Stahl Avenue is on my right, but it's not on my left.
Right.
That tells me it does not come through.
Yep.
Now I'm going to go up another forward.
492 feet east, Haldeman Avenue, left and right.
And that one does go through.
That one does go through. Now I'm going to do something. I'm going to set the side of street tracking. And this is a really good feature for students in O&M who have to think, and any of us who
so
have to think about.
This is one of those new features that wasn't in the original Sendero product.
Yes.
Okay.
Right address. Look
Oops,
up.
I did the wrong thing. Desert.
Edit file.
I'm going to go over to the tools menu.
Locate explored. Tools. Menu
and I'm going to go to general options.
General options. Menu
and
item. General options.
I'm going to tab through those.
Units.
You can change
box.
The units, of course.
Flap. Long street names.
You can have long street
Check
names.
Box. Automatic destination tracking.
Automatic destination
Check
tracking.
Box.
That's a cool one. You can set a destination and then always have it tell you every time you make an explore move how where that destination is relative
oh,
to
right.
you.
Okay.
Enable side of street tracking.
Enable side of street
Check
tracking.
Box.
It's
Check.
A checkbox. And
Event.
It is now checked.
Edit. Read only.
Okay. This now we are facing Haldeman, which was left and right. It's a plus intersection.
Sure.
And if I'm going to turn right.
L, now on Haldeman Avenue, heading southwest at Frankfort Avenue, left and right.
So I just turned right to face Frankfort.
Okay.
And I'm going to cross Frankfort. The software knows which side of Haldeman I'm on. It'll give me the nearest address and tell me the side I'm on.
8. Address. 198 Haldeman Avenue. Right side.
I'm on the right side of Haldeman.
Okay.
I'm gonna, and if I try to go forward without crossing Frankfort, it won't let me now.
I must cross the street first before you can move forward.
So I will use the U key to cross Frankfort.
You cross Frankfort Avenue.
Now I'm going to turn left. And I'm still, when I turn left, I'll be facing Haldeman Avenue again because I haven't crossed it yet.
J. Now on Frankfort Avenue, heading east at Haldeman Avenue. Left and right.
Okay.
Okay.
And I'm going to cross Haldeman with a U.
U. Cross Haldeman Avenue.
Now, if I turn right.
L. Now on Haldeman Avenue, heading southwest at Frankfort Avenue.
And I'm going to check my address to see which side of Haldeman I'm on if I forgot.
8. Address. 199 Haldeman
oh,
Avenue.
Yep. Now you're across from where you were.
And I'm on the left side.
Okay. So the feature where you have to cross the street first, is that an option or is that turned on? How does that?
That is turned on when you do the side of street tracking.
Okay.
We decided to put those together because that's a setting that O&M instructors are going to really want to use often with their students. And actually, it helps me remember if I'm exploring a new area.
It'll tell you how many streets you have to cross.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
And it, of course, if a street does not come through, and you're on the top of the bar, top bar of a T on a T
sure.
intersection, you won't have to cross it. It notifies you.
It will stop there.
Right.
But it won't tell you. Okay.
Right.
Gotcha.
The software also can create vehicular and pedestrian routes.
Okay.
You can print. You can save those routes as a text file and print them. You can also put them into Duxbury and braille them. You could either paste them from a text file or you can get an HTML file and braille them from there. So that you can take your routes with you. One thing we emphasize, this is a map study program. It is not GPS. So the only way it knows where you are is by you telling it.
Sure.
It has over 12 million points of interest.
Yep.
And the points of interest, I'm just going to do an F to give me the points of interest that are close at hand.
Yeah. Poise find. Poise. Combo box. Frankfort Avenue Church Christ. Place of worship / cemetery. Frankfort Bavade. 30 feet. Behind slight left.
So it's basically around that corner.
Yeah. Left. Right.
Yep.
Clinton Food Mart. Shop Food. Frankfort Bavade. 73 feet. Left. Southeast.
Now I'm going to air through them a little more quickly so we won't have to hear as much information.
Bussman Bakery,
home of the best donuts in Louisville,
left,
in my opinion. And it's way too close to APH for my for my waistline.
Clinton's property includes bonus Frankfort, Bavade, 191 feet. The Hot Kentucky School for the Blind, bonus Haldeman, Bavade, 214 feet.
Yeah, they're actually right next door.
Right side, Kentucky School for the Blind, Library, Frankfort, Bavade, 313 feet.
The library has a separate listing.
Family has received, bonus Third Lutheran Church, place of Wise Industries, bonus Keel Thompson Co. Shop slash service.
One of the things I like about this is its value for career development.
Right.
When you think of our kids who don't get incidental learning, we don't get the opportunity, those of us who grew up not seeing, to look around and just see all the signs and all the businesses and, oh, what is what do they do in print ink? Or what do they do in, you know, Watson and Watson? What is that? We don't get that. And here we get points of interest and we can give kids assignments that say, hey, go look up five of these points of interest on the web, learn about them, call them, make an appointment, see if you can go in and talk more about what they do.
Right.
It helps bridge the gap of incidental learning so that by the time our kids get old enough to do serious career search, they already have a much better idea of what's out there in the world.
Sure, sure. The maps or the data, I'm guessing still at this point 2010 or?
These are 2011 maps.
Oh, okay.
And the one thing that we're doing is that when you buy our version one of this software, you will get the second version free. The second version will have a few more features. We don't yet know for sure when it's going to come out, but it would be probably within the year.
Are you saying what those features are going to be yet, or giving any hints? Or
Well, one thing, we're right now on the screen, we show data. We show information in boxes.
Right.
And one of the things that we will definitely have is a graphic interface that will be really good for students with low vision. And adults with low vision as well, so that people with low vision will be able to get the verbal descriptions and also see on screen what the map looks like. It will also help teachers and O&M instructors who can see and who really need to think visually about maps, and kind of for them it's a bit of a turnoff to try to put it into words.
Sure.
But people who get version 1 will get version 2 free.
Okay.
Version 2 should have, if it comes out at the time we think, the 2012 maps.
Right.
Then every year thereafter, we don't know what we're going to do in development yet. That's just too soon. It's too soon to say after version 2. But we know that we will be updating the maps for a very small fee, the fee being based on what the fee is to get new map licenses.
Sure,
Currently, the product sells for $269.
Okay.
It is available for schools and rehab centers and those who use federal quota funds. It's available on federal quota funds.
Okay.
And
it's available now?
It is available now, yes. It came out hot off the presses last week.
Is there a demo available? Or?
We do not have a demo, unfortunately. One flash drive allows you to install on three computers.
Okay.
And APH does have a 30-day return policy if you keep everything in its condition, including the envelope. And the CD comes in a little, excuse me, not CD, I said it wrong. The USB thumb drive comes in a little box, in an envelope that has a print and a Braille quick start guide, large print and Braille quick start guide, to get you started installing the product.
So I'm not sure if you're in the best position to answer this, but how does this relate? Is Sendero still going to have their Maps product as well? Or is this
Yes, Sendero will still have Sendero Maps, and Sendero will continue developing this product for us with its focus more for educational needs.
Okay, so people kind of have a choice of what fits best for their situation.
Absolutely.
Okay. Have you ever thought about working with, I know Smith Kettlewell has the T-Maps project where he creates Braille graphical maps.
Oh, I know, it's wonderful. And I'm aware of T-Maps, and if, you know, we'd all be delighted to talk as we proceed with development on this to see if there are ways that we could somehow merge what we're doing or come together to be able to get a T-Map made of an area that someone is exploring on our map.
Okay. If someone wants to get more information about the product, how can they do that?
They can do one of two things. they can go to our website, www.aph.org, and look up under Shop APH. Mm-hmm. Or they can call customer service, 800-223-1839. And if they want to, I would invite them also to call me. I'm in the research department, and I'm the product developer, not the software engineer, but the overall project leader for this. I am Terry, T-E-R-R-I-E, Terlau, T-E-R-L-A-U, and you can call the 800 number I just gave you, 800-223-1839, and dial 381 when the recording comes on. That's my extension. Thank and you. I'd be delighted to talk with you.
Great. Thank you so much, Terry.
You're so very welcome.
This has been another exclusive audio podcast from Blind Bargains. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest technology deals, news, and interviews. So long.